Lots of things in the province grinding to a halt as a result of COVID-19. Some construction projects perhaps still ongoing, maybe home or commercial. Jackie Manuel is the CEO of the Newfoundland and Labrador Construction Safety Association. She is on the line with us this morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Fred.
So, first of all, from your association's perspective, what's your take on what's going on? Obviously, from an economic perspective, not to be sort of insensitive to the realities of, you know, losing a life and the people who are sick. But what's going on within your association?
Well, I mean, we've certainly seen a decrease, I guess, in activity because, when the construction industry is busy, we're busy. And, when they slow down, we slow down a little. And we've obviously had to, make some changes to our practices. We've canceled sort of all in-person activity, training and site visits and so on. But we are, doing our best to continue to provide resources and assistance to our members that are out there who have to work. And, and I guess that's the question. As you mentioned in your intro, there are, there's quite a bit of activity that has shut down, but there is construction work that's ongoing. So, we need to be there to help those members work safely.
Well, we've had calls anonymously from people who are working on some of these sites who are nervous to be there. They're not sure if they should be or not, afraid to speak up, afraid to speak out, because, obviously a lot of people are losing their jobs these days, and people who wants to do that. So what's your advice to folks who still have to go to work because certain projects are ongoing?
And I think, Fred, that the concern is understandable. This is really something that's we've not had to deal with before in our industry. I understand that in some industries, particularly in healthcare, they're very familiar with dealing with hazards associated with viruses and so on. But this is really new to our industry. And so we certainly understand that workers would be concerned. But, there are ways that work can be done safely, and it may just be a communication issue. But if workers feel that, their health and safety is at risk because of COVID-19 or any other hazard in the workplace, let's not forget that even though, we're dealing with this major issue, there are still other hazards in construction that workers also need to be cognizant of. But if they feel that they're not able to work safely, then there's a process, and they need to have that conversation first and foremost with their supervisor. And it may just simply be that they don't understand, the practices and the controls that have been put in place. But it may be that that they need to go beyond that. If they're not satisfied that their health and safety is protected, then they should, beyond their supervisor, contact their occupational health and safety committee or worker representative or the OSH division, because there are processes in place to deal with concerns like this, and there are protections for workers, to not be discriminated against for raising health and safety concerns on any issue.
Absolutely. So look, something just popped into mind. If someone was planning to, say, get their bathroom renovated, now this month in advance of spring, or get some work done around the house, obviously that would be put on hold. But if you get up in the morning and your hot water boiler has burst and water's going everywhere, or you've got a leak in your basement and, or upstairs and your ceiling's about to collapse, you've got to call somebody to go into your house, a plumber, or if you've got an electrical issue or something like that. What's your advice to folks who in that case would be deemed essential and an emergency worker who'd have to go? So what are you telling construction workers in that case, or people in the industry?
So it's interesting you raise that, because absolutely. I mean, there are life safety, emergency issues, repairs that are that need to be done. And we've developed tools that are on our website that look at that very scenario. And it involves, the contractor understanding what the circumstances are in the home that they have to go into, whether the folks in the home are under self-isolation or have been exposed to COVID. So, to understand what they're walking into, and then there are scenarios that, sort of escalating levels of protection that they would want to put in place, and, practices and procedures that they would follow to protect themselves. But yes, absolutely. We can't just throw up our arms and say, oh, well, that family's out of luck, that they they don't have running water anymore, you know, that creates another health risk. And so those, you know, we continue to work with the Occupational Health and Safety Division to develop these tools. You know, we're constantly updating the resources on our website, and we're fortunate to have you know, sister associations all across the country that we're all sort of working together to come up with the best and most current information for construction workers and employers to be able to work safely and do the things that must be done, but understand that anything that's not emergency should be delayed.
Right. And, you know, it brings to mind something. I think it was somebody who was working with a cable and internet provider who had sent a note saying, you know, now more than ever, I guess people are trying to stay connected and informed about what's going on and what role would they play? I know it wouldn't fall under construction, but and it doesn't cover your purview, but it just sort of encompasses so many different aspects of life. We've also had calls from folks who say, why are some construction sites still on the go at all? I mean, not that they're looking to get laid off, but if there's social distancing, you know, the reason they shut down West White Rose, there's going to be 1,500 people working several hundred meters up in the air, shoulder to shoulder during the next concrete pour. Obviously, that's not a safe environment if you're trying to stay 6 feet away from people.
Yep. For sure, but Fred, I think that, you know, the employer is, and our members are certainly used to conducting risk assessments. This is just a new risk, you know, they would be on these sites looking at things like, can they schedule work a little differently so that not everybody is at the site at the same time. Maybe the electricians could come in the morning and, you know, another group could come in the afternoon just to sort of limit the exposure. But they'd also want to look at things like, you know, who else has access to the site, whether that's vendors or suppliers or, you know, consultants. There's any number of risk factors that employers could look at and address to help mitigate some of the hazards that would allow the work to continue safely. But at the end of the day, you know, the employer would be responsible to assess the risks at the workplace. And again, I just need to emphasize, there are other risks as well that we still need to be vigilant about. You know, we can still fall just because we're also trying to deal with this COVID-19 doesn't mean that we can take our foot off the brake in terms of the other hazards that are present every day in our work sites.
For people who want to check out more information on not just COVID, but the safety aspect in general, what's your website?
NLCSA.com.
All right. Jackie Manuel, as always, a pleasure. Lots to consider here. We appreciate your time.
Thanks, Fred.